This is Future Tense for September 3rd, 2010. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. The nation's unemployment rate is out today, and as serious as those numbers are, the situation in Silicon Valley is even worse. The unemployment rate in America's high-tech heartland is hovering at 11.5%. The industry has lost almost 100,000 jobs in the last decade. Vidwik Wadhwa joins us now. He's a visiting scholar at the School of Information at Berkeley. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the paradox. It seems like the employment market's very tight now for engineers who are young and talented. Why are so many people still unemployed?
Well, there's always been a problem in the tech industry that tech companies prefer to hire younger workers. And companies can hire fresh graduates often for a third of the price of what the older workers want.
You also wrote a recent article in TechCrunch where you looked at how much older workers earned. There were some interesting numbers in that. Could you describe sort of what the career of an engineer looks like?
In Silicon Valley, if you have 5 to 10 years of experience, you could easily be making $150,000. Some even make as high as $200,000.
And as workers get older, do their wages continue to rise?
No. In fact, there's been research done on this, that in the tech and engineering world, wages stagnate and they drop after 40. And this is something that we don't talk about very much in the tech industry, and workers aren't prepared for it. So they reach 50, they have a big burden, and they haven't saved money. And now they wake up and realize that they not only aren't making as much as they were before, but if they get unemployed, they can't get jobs.
I stopped by an unemployment center in Sunnyvale, California last week, and the place was packed.
My name is Jim McCarthy, and I've been a software quality professional in the Silicon Valley area for the last 20 years.
McCarthy's worked for some of the biggest and best-known tech firms in the world.
I was laid off 2 years ago. It's very difficult for people to get positions. I've only had two friends out of maybe a couple dozen that have gotten jobs in the last year.
But the funny thing is, Google and Facebook are engaged in bidding wars right now for mid-level programmers. Guys in their 30s are being offered $500,000 signing bonuses. Wadhwa says aging engineers like McCarthy would be wise to plan for second careers.
And you know, the alternative is they move into management. They become entrepreneurs. They start companies. They move into product management. They move into sales. There are a lot of other professions where age is less of a barrier.
Do you think that hiring managers in Silicon Valley and perhaps all around the country in the technology industry are missing the boat here by overlooking older workers, especially older unemployed workers?
Oh, yeah. They have a good knowledge of what can and can't be done. They think more sensibly. They follow orders more readily. They fit into the corporate culture a lot more than the young do.
But for now, thousands of older, highly skilled professionals are stuck looking for work in an industry obsessed with youth. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Microsoft has released its latest mobile phone software to cell phone manufacturers. Microsoft's market share in mobile is almost non-existent right now, while rivals Google and Apple both claim to be adding more than 200,000 new mobile customers every day. And Amazon's reacting to Apple's new streaming TV service. Amazon sells streaming TV shows too. They had cost just about $2 a pop, but after Apple announced its rental fee of 99 cents, Amazon matched it, reportedly at a loss. Producer Julia Barton joins us in the studio now. She's been scanning the web in search of the absurd. Julia, what have you got for us today?
Steve, Symantec's Norton is all about protecting us from computer viruses, but now they're going viral. They've just teamed up with rapper Snoop Dogg, inviting anyone to upload a 2-minute rap video to their site, hackiswack.com. They're looking for raps about cybercrime and why it's bad. Here's a sample.
Some dude that's telling you because I read it. I live the life of a hacker. No need to edit. I'm not so much into stealing your cards. I just want to be successful and pray to God.
I'm not sure this makes any sense.
Well, if he wins, he gets to hang out with Snoop Dogg, and Symantec presumably gets some street cred. But this is nothing new. You remember Don't Copy That Floppy?
That's old school.
The computer world becomes bleak and stark. Loses his life and the screen goes to dark.
Welcome to the end of the computer age.
A software trade group put out that anti-pirating video in 1992.
But somehow we are still here. You can see and hear more at our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. This is Future Tense.